Time to talk a little bit of Big Bash now. It was a dramatic day yesterday, but I tell you, would have been very happy. The head of the Big Bash, Alistair Dobson, who joins us on the line. Alistair, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. Great to speak to you.
Could you have written the last day and the schedule any better than what you did with every game live right down to the very last?
Oh, I don't reckon we could have. It was certainly an amazing day with seven of the eight teams still in the mix and all three games essentially going down to the wire to determine the final. So, yeah, from a scheduling point of view, worked out exactly as we'd hoped, and it was definitely a great day.
How successful have the double and triple headers been? Because Bryce and I have been talking about it for much of the morning. We've had a lot of SMS feedback as well from our listeners. Everyone really enjoys them, and especially when they don't go over time and they're played on time. It seems to be a really nice lead-in, always watching through the afternoon into the evening game.
Yeah, I think one of the benefits of the challenging schedule we had this year around hubs and the way we had to schedule the season was more double headers and then a triple header for the first time yesterday. I think we've learnt that, you're right, that they do create an amazing day of cricket, whether it's an afternoon game into a night game on a weekend or, as you said, yesterday's triple header. It was something we'll definitely look at in the future as a way to culminate the season.
Is that something you're looking to work out, Alistair, is to condense it a little bit more rather than having it to roll into February, which it is at the moment, the final's on the 6th of February. Is there a goal to trim maybe a week or two off the overall schedule of the Big Bash?
Oh, look, I think scheduling is one of the real challenging parts of every cricket season, and is largely dependent on the international schedule. So for next season, obviously with an Ashes summer, there's a fair bit of cricket being planned. But look, we certainly hope or aim each year to finish the regular season at least within the school holiday period, which we've done this year. And I think that's a great way to finish and then a couple of weekends into February for finals. But every year looks a little bit different. But obviously the as much as we can fit in the school holidays is always our objective.
How have the numbers been in terms of the eyeballs watching and tuning in as well? Have the numbers been up this year or are they consistent?
Yeah, they've been consistent this year, and obviously, you know, we've had things like the double headers and triple headers have created different opportunities for people to watch, and we even played a morning game this year before one of the days of day-night test cricket coverage. So lots of different time slots that we've been able to try and great audiences throughout, and certainly the cricket's been amazing and continue to draw people back to their TVs, and in even more pleasingly, able to get a lot of people to the games this year, which perhaps a few months back we didn't think was going to be possible.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been a great result. One of the things we're really proud of here at RSN 927 is going all over Victoria, and we've got stacks of country listeners who will be listening right at this very moment, Alistair. In terms of, I know it's been difficult this year with COVID protocols, but in the future, is that something you're looking to do as well, perhaps take the game regionally a little bit more? We saw that with the Stars a couple of times heading to Maui. Is that something you're looking at in the future?
Yeah, I think one of the great things about the BBL in the last couple of seasons is taking games into regional areas, whether that's, you know, Maui with the Stars or Coffs Harbour with the Sixers, and other clubs going around. So, you know, if the situation allows, we'll certainly be hoping to get back to a fair bit of that next season. Obviously, it's been one of the great parts about sort of the expansion of the BBL in the last couple of years is those games can be taken regionally and can connect with, you know, even more fans.
And Alistair, the broader strategy, not just looking at this year, is the broader strategy to maybe bring in a couple more franchises? There's been talk also of maybe a New Zealand team coming across and giving a different flavour to the Big Bash. Is that something on the agenda?
Oh, it's not on the agenda so much in the short term. I think, you know, we've got eight clubs that are still, even though we've been around for a while, they're only 10 years old and still establishing, you know, their footprint, if you like, with fans around Australia. There's no immediate plans for expansion. That said, I think one of the things we've shown this year with the BBL is we've always, you know, keen to innovate and try new things and never rest on our laurels in the sense of continuing to grow the game. So if that changes, you know, I think there'll be opportunities to discuss it. But right now we've got, you know, eight teams that are going well and a competition that's been really successful this year.
Alistair Dobson has joined us, the head of the Big Bash League. Now, I wanted to ask you about the rule changes that were brought in this year. Obviously, we were focused on a lot yesterday being Melbourne people at the MCG. How have you found the innovations like the Bash Boost and the X Factor?
Oh, I think overall they've been great additions. We, you know, obviously when we introduced them, there was a lot of debate, and I think we'll review them in great detail post-season with players and coaches and fans and other stakeholders. But I think as a as an initial observation, you know, we think they've certainly served their purpose. I think the bash boost came into its own yesterday, particularly in the last, probably in the last week of the competition, when clubs, it became clear that every single point was going to count. So I think that created another element of drama yesterday. And obviously the power surge, I think from day one, has created, you know, a really different look at strategy and kept games alive and interesting. And the X factor, I think, you know, has been used probably about as much as we thought it would, with I reckon from memory about 10 or 15 times, and that's been really interesting. I know the Hurricanes activated it yesterday. So I think overall, you know, the innovations we introduced have largely served their purpose. We'll have a look and them at the end of the season, and if there's other things we want to do, other things we can introduce to keep the games as exciting as possible, we'll certainly do that.
What is the... I'm interested in sort of a philosophical question in terms of the aim of the Big Bash. Is it to develop players for the Australian team? Is it entertainment, or is it to create one of the best, if not the best, T20 league in the world?
Yeah, oh, look, ultimately, it's a combination of those three things. If you had to put one at the top, the Big Bash has always been... And still is, purpose is to connect with new fans, and that's families and kids and people, introducing people to cricket for the first time, and it's been incredibly successful at that, and that's still unashamedly our number one purpose, and that comes back to the entertainment proposition and what happens at not only on the field but around the ground, and also making sure that the players are, you know, as excited, playing exciting cricket, big stars and big names. So certainly, you know, developing Australian players is a really important part of the BBL, and also competing for the talent from around the world with the best players. But as I said, first and foremost, we're about connecting with families and kids and bringing them into the game.
Alistair, you're comfortable with the expansion to 3 international players in each of the franchises this year?
Oh, I think it's been one of the highlights of the season has been not only expanding to 3 players, but the quality of the players that our clubs have been able to recruit. You know, I think almost every team has had, you know, at least 1 or 2, and in some cases 3 players that have consistently won Player of the Match awards and brought another element. I think we saw, particularly probably from Boxing Day onwards, when a number of the players from the England team were free from quarantine and entered the competition, and it really kicked into another level. So, you know, I think the group of international players we've had this year is probably the best we've had in 5 or 6 seasons. And turn it on its head a bit, I think.
Sorry, Alistair, just jumping in there quickly. Can you imagine what it'd be like with Indian players allowed to play in the Big Bash?
Oh, there's no doubt that would bring an even you know, bigger or different you know, look to the competition. It's something we thought about, and we'd love to consider. It's not on the cards necessarily at the moment. We're really happy. Obviously, lots of players from England have joined the competition and brought a new element, and particularly the Scorchers. You can see that the depth that's brought to their squad. So, but absolutely, the best players from around the world are still all our targets.
One last one before we let you go, Alistair. Tip for this Big Bash final series.
Oh, look, I think it's the way the final five, the structure of it these days, you have to go with the first or second team. I think even though the Sixers finished on top, I think the form that the Scorchers are in and the prospect that even playing one final at Optus Stadium will make them incredibly hard to beat. They're a deep squad with lots of talent. So it's going to be really tight. I think it's a fascinating final five with 5 teams that could win it. But I think if you had to pick one, I think the Scorchers are going to be tough to beat.
Alistair, thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. All the best over the next couple of weeks in the lead-up to the BBL final.
No worries at all. Great to chat.